to cover one of your statements there is what appears on the radio or on the CDs as defensive on our part as a commission is a defense mechanism that has to take place, because we have large groups of people sometimes that come to a meeting, and then when they read about the meeting in the press, they don't know that they've been to that meeting. The same as the county commission doesn't know that they've been to that meeting, because there's nothing in the press that states the necessary and most important part of the meeting.
Right.
It's all thrown off on an individual, another office holder, or the county commission. So that's the only part of that that we understand, and we understand that, and the discussion about a public information officer has been brought up by Mr. Houseman several times.
Yes.
And that in itself, I think, would be a good thing, except we have budget to deal with.
Right.
We have all these other things to deal with. It hasn't been officially
recognized. I think if I can cut the chase on that, as I understand, as a sort of dynamic, and remember, I'm from the outside. I don't cover Tane County a lot. I do during elections. Because in the last election, I went to the meetings and stood back and I had a great time. Because I didn't have to write about it. I just got to watch. So that was kind of neat. But usually what I've done in the past is I tried to add another dimension to elections by putting like video up and different types of assets that help people get a feel for the candidate. Because even if you're going door to door, they might not really know who you are. Now, the issue that I'm understanding, kind of reading between the lines, is that each department has needs, and they might, when you look at allocation of resources, they might feel like there's a better need for maybe an employee or something like that. Is that accurate? So when you look at a public information officer, what you're doing is what it might be perceived by other offices, that you're stealing from their pool of money or their access to resources, and you're putting it into something that may be less of a priority for their particular office. Would that be an accurate statement?
That's one of very, very many.
I'd say that's part of the picture.
Sure. My suggestion would be first, and say that if we reconvene on Monday, is to understand that there's not just a need for being able to communicate directly to the public between the commissioners, but also for the other officers. There might be a time when Donna Neely has something that is very specific that she thinks needs to be addressed to the public. So one of the things that needs to be kind of figured out is what is the actual need. Now, my opinion, as I understand journalism, is to help us be free and self-governed. And in order for us to be free and self-governed, we have to have access to the information. And it's not always easy to give that information in the current way of doing things. And I can give a great example. Mr. Strahan, your brother, the former assessor, had a major issue and wrote a letter and paid for it to be published in the paper. It was handwritten. I grabbed that handwritten note, retyped it, and published it. Now, you have a right to communicate to the public. So does every other officer that's here, because you are beholden to the members of the public. So my suggestion is that by assessing the needs of the offices, not just the commissioners themselves, but there might be a need to communicate certain information to the public between different departments. And I'm not exactly sure of what that need is, but I think that's the first thing that needs to be assessed. The second is, I don't know that you necessarily need a public information officer full-time. I don't know if that's the case. In fact, I think there's ways to cut that cost down. And the only way to do that is to really figure out what the need is. And certain types of information are in the newspapers, and I work with television stations, radio stations, and print publications. I navigate through all of these offices, so I have a pretty good idea of how they function. But certain things, when you talk about public officials, it's a must carry. So if the sheriff has something that he wants to say, that's a must carry. It's not something that I have a choice to deny him access to. If you're in the newspaper business or the media business, you are required to give that information to the public. There's also probably other things that need to be communicated from the different offices here that are very helpful to the citizens. And if you guys can communicate directly through releases on what your particular perspective is on something that's signed by you in the end, and assisted by either a public information officer or a press corps, then you guys can focus on other things that are important for the community. Because there isn't enough hours in the day, and there's probably ideas that you have and things that you want to do that you can't get through because there are politics getting involved. And that's my suggestion, is that what I'm really interested in is increasing the flow of information, lowering the cost of information, and increasing the communication with citizens. And these are important things. And the thing about it is, the other way is the way that some things are happening now, where there's maybe minimal information and waiting for to see what the press says. And you have the right to talk to the people, because you are elected to the people and you are beholden to the people. And when you look at radio and you look at television, these are public airwaves. And if they're doing something to stop the flow of information, that is a major, major no-no. In fact, you can have your license pulled. You can have your FCC license pulled by not allowing diversity of communications. The other problem, the particular problem that I end up having, is my ambition is to put information out, and I don't take payment from politicians or businesses. Essentially, the way I look at it is, it's a way sometimes to bribe the press. And I think that's, companies like the New York Times, when I've worked with larger companies in different jobs, I come from the dark side, which is buying advertising and public relations. There's actually a separation of church and state. The New York Times has a different floor for the writers and the salespeople. And we don't really have those firewalls here in this area. But at the bottom line, at the end of the day, what I'm looking at is how to reduce the cost of information. Because I'm coming out of pocket. I'm not taking bribes from companies or politicians. So, reducing the cost of information and increasing the information flow. Now, that means you might have an idea, and there might be information that the public needs coming from the commissioners, or coming from Don Neely, or coming from the auditor's office. It doesn't really matter. That you might have to wait for somebody to make a determination to pick that up. Well, if you, instead of wait for them to report something, if you guys can be proactive and push information out, that will be carried. And the cost of doing that is much less than publishing or purchasing an ad. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand everything that you've said as far as what the need is. The ridiculous matter with the news media, as far as I'm talking about the newspapers, I find that the radio station is a promoter of good things that the commission does and reports off of the desk that don't even show up at the meetings, that they listen to what takes place and report. But we have such prejudice again the commission because of the bidding process by both newspapers, that it's ridiculous. And I understand that we need to be putting our own press out there, our own ideas out there, because they're not going to put it out there.
Right. And the responsibility is on you guys to get that information out for them to access that. But what I think the dangerous thing...
No, wait just a second before you go any further. For that, us to get it out there to them?
Yes.
It's on a disc and it's on the minutes, and there's nothing to be. I mean, all they got to do is listen to it like the radio station.
But I think part of what Darren's saying is, here, from my perspective, we do a terrible job with disseminating information.
Yes.
We do a terrible job.
Yep.
And if we were more proactive, if we would step up what we're doing, we would share what we're doing in a positive manner and feed that. To the media, it would get out to the people, and that would be a service that would benefit the people. I mean, actually be out front of the media. Here's what we're doing, here's what we're working on, and here's how it's going to profit you, here's how it's, and from the informational side of it, when do you have FCC ballot? When is it time to do a special election? When can you register to vote? There are all types of stories that we generate about elections. Then we do a little bit, but we could do a whole lot. There's a lot of things, I mean, far, far more with the county commission that we could step up and provide information to the public, because the public's not getting it. So what we're allowing to happen is to have somebody from the media print their perspective or slant of what they saw and what it was present to the public. Whereas if we sent to them this,
well, we could call them as one idea.
Package information, it would be to our benefit, and it would certainly be to the public's benefit. And I'm going to say that perspective.
The cost is, and I'll tell you the best in the world is people look at it. And you know, the president uses these. You know, the president has, every morning, you do a gavel with press. I don't know if you guys know that. A couple important things. If you guys just kind of disregard some other ideas and whatever, I get hit by lightning on the way home. If you guys end up hiring a PIO, make sure that it's somebody from the press. There's a huge, huge difference. And I can give some examples, and I'll come with some documentation on Monday on the worst case scenarios and what can happen. But having somebody that understands the other side is very important to help you navigate the media at large. Now, there's also the opportunity to have communication with the public. For instance, if you see a need in the community, if you look at something that may be controversial, you can put that out there first before taking action to avoid a backlash. And that sort of, it's not that, you know, the press is supposed to be a watchdog. And that's their job to do that. The problem is, if they're being a watchdog and information that's vital to the public good is not getting out there, that's the issue. And I think that just waiting to see whether or not you're a victim of something being written or begging someone, not having a way to get it to them in a proper way, I mean, media packages. For instance, if I wanted to get something out on the radio, I would provide a package to them. Now, what you said earlier, you can just listen to the CD. There's meetings I could sit all day and I do. I spend 12 hours a day studying government. And it's still not enough. There's so much information out there. Not everybody has 4 hours a week to sit and listen to information. It's part of, it's your reality, it's your life, but you guys are also paid to do that. People want the information in a concise manner, but they don't necessarily have time to actually listen to all the meetings, if that makes sense. It's just the practicality. I mean, if I was to get real about what I hear on the street, it would be, if I have a pothole that needs to be fixed, I can call Mr. Strahan, and he makes a call down there, and he gets done. That's the reality. There might be, and I don't know all of the needs of Eastern Tatum County, but I'm sure there's opportunities where the community could work together. Maybe there's a need for people to help out with something. Maybe there's a priority that's not being addressed, where I think that you guys should have the opportunity to tell that story. And so that's, if you guys are putting out, for instance, a weekly, let's say you're shifting, let's say just the commissioners themselves, let's say that you're rotating and doing a weekly column. Okay, let's say it's 500 words. And each of you get a chance on every 3 weeks to have your what priority story that you want to talk to people. Sort of like the legislature does. That's one way that you guys can do it in an organized fashion. Now, again, I think it's imperative that the other offices also be able to participate in with the press as well. They need to get a story out. And I don't know what the whole budgetary needs are, because as I understand it, each department has a very specific budget. Is that correct? And so I'm trying to first assess the need. I want to lower for PSR the cost of zero. If we need information, I think that it's going to be disseminated to the public. I don't think there should be a charge for that. Currently, the Obama administration and the Bush administration always waive my fees. So does almost every federal agency. The county is minimal, but it's still a cost. And the city of Branson is outrageous. I'll show you some of these. There's a big correspondence with the Attorney General. They're just outrageous in their fees, only for the past few years. So, just as a writer, I know that I stepped into something in Branson when they charged several hundred dollars for something that should be a dollar. I haven't had that problem out here in the county. The problem that I see with you guys is that you feel that there's certain information that isn't getting out to the public in a concise way, and that there's a bias that is where people are being convinced of things by feelings rather than facts. And so, I just want you to know, first of all, you can speak to the public. And the media will carry you if you stick it in the, if you give it to them in the right format. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you guys to really think about that and think about how you guys can have this conversation with the public at large without going through somebody's optional filter and then having these sort of angry feelings towards whether it be a newspaper or anyone else in the press.
Go back to what I said earlier, that I think it's a visitor training about this same information will needs to do so. And I know, Ron, you've been a big proponent of having someone in a position to help. We were looking at someone in a part-time position with another public entity need.
I want to do a question.
Yeah.
I have to take time for something else. Whether I'm working on a budget, whether I'm working on this person's health policy, whether I'm like a person, whatever, I have to stop and I have to buy.
Right.
We need somebody in place to do that for us. It would be a godsend for me.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, I'm not, I hardly ever see anything from you out there as far as the press release.
Yeah.
I just don't have the time to do that. So.
You know, the public.
And I'm not good enough at it that I can do it in a hurry.
Right, and that's okay. And again, that's okay. I just, you know, and this comes from years of watching. And I don't really cover, per se, the Taney County Commission. I come up here once in a while. Of course, you know, I interact the most with the courts I cover. But the sheriff's office, I don't. I deal with, you know, Donna can tell you that I'm down here every election watching the boxes come in. Okay, that's important. I think that that's important for people to know what's happening with the ballots. It's a sacred part of the American tradition to make sure that elections are fair. And so that's something that you could probably testify to, that you see me down here during those times. And so...
Yeah, I would see you need an area to stand in.
Always helpful. Never had an issue with the county in terms of that. But the issue would be, number one, you talk about a press release, yes, you get help, number one, writing it. Make sure that you sign off on it, number two. Number three, make sure that it's somebody that's in the press that has those relationships. This, for instance, this file right here costs $100,000 altogether to get this information. This is related, I can't talk about what it is, it's related to the city of Ransom. And there's a lot of cooperation that we have between each other that's not on the record. But the overall idea is to help people be free and self-governed by giving them the information that they need. And that's the job of the press. And you guys can, I think, be more effective in making sure that the proper things are communicated. And I'm not saying, like, you know, controlling what a reporter says or being mad at a particular reporter. I get that. That happens. But the intent of everyone that I've known in the press is to do the best job that they can at giving information to the people. Now, we don't always do a great job of that. And sometimes there's financial reasons why that might not happen. And I can be specific with the city of Ransom. But one of the worst things that you can do is hire someone that doesn't have that relationship, that has a particular bias to a particular public official, and then you run into a number of problems. Again, when we look at national media, they always hire someone that's worked in the press. That's very important because they'll have that relationship. And that relationship goes a long way. So, for instance, these documents right here will end up for free, even though they come at a huge cost, are going to be passed on to somebody else that can work with this data. So, we cooperate more. No. But it was several hundred dollars of work to do. But what I'm saying is we actually cooperate. Do you have another meeting here? I think we can finish, if you guys don't mind. Is it too late to go on the agenda for Monday to get some discussion
with you? If that's what you're suggesting, to bring it back then.
Yeah, Brandon's going to have some questions, and that's where I'm at. I'll just tell you.
Yes.
You're in the news media business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the biggest thing that I find in the public's perception, it's not what the news media has to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's what the news media doesn't say.
That's right.
What they say to me whenever I'm out in the public, everything must be going all right at the county because I haven't heard or seen your name in the paper, I haven't seen your picture, or anything. So you must be, everything's going okay. I said, well, not necessarily, because it's just not being printed, the good side of the thing.
That's right.
Going on. But that's exactly the way the public's perception is. If they see that there's someone's picture in a paper or some article, it doesn't make any difference if it's good or bad, then they think there's something wrong.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm talking about 9 out of 10 people that come to me as their county commissioner for questions or answers about a specific thing.
Right.
That's their comments to me. Oh, everything must be going fine before us. I haven't even seen you guys' picture or anything.
The reason probably for that is because bad news is easier to get.
Easier to sell.
It's easier to find.
And it's easier to sell. It's easier to get people to read the bad news than it is to get this.
Sure. I mean, but as a news gatherer, as an information, because really my background is in business intel.